going on around here.
That's just how Louis Armstrong showed up in this movie, Cabin in the Sky. That voice there, stop that, was Lucifer Jr. Louis Armstrong was a demon, one of the minions of the devil in this movie, Cabin in the Sky. And had his trumpet with him, was dropped a couple of solos there. And that was one of the fun ones here. We're going to review Cabin in the Sky, which is one of my holiday favorites. There's no reference to Christmas or Santa, but Cabin in the Sky is full of heavenly imagery and the spiritual struggle inside a man. It's a seasonal tug we're in between materialism and morality, but that's kind of why I find this the perfect holiday film. The main character is little Joe Jackson. He's got money problems and some gambling issues, involved with some serious, dangerous gangsters. And little Joe has woman problems too. So he gets in this tussle and takes a bullet at the nightclub. And now it's time for little Joe to do business with the Almighty. Laying there at the brink of death, which way will he go? The redemptive path of righteousness and salvation, or the drinking and womanizing of his past? Cabin in the Sky is famous for being the most successful film with an all-black cast in the golden age of Hollywood. Eddie Anderson, famous as Jack Benny's sidekick Rochester, plays Little Joe. You'll hear his voice and recognize it. Ethel Waters plays the faithful praying wife Petunia, who hopes Joe will turn over a new leaf. Joe's tussle with temptation is made that much harder when he finds himself enticed by the lovely Georgia Brown, played by a 26-year-old Lena Horne. So check out this clip. Little Joe meets up with Georgia, and you can hear the angel and the demon over his shoulder pulling him this way and that way toward good and toward bad.
Look at me, little Joe. Is you happy without seeing me?
Well, the truth is...
Of course you're happy. Tell her to get away from here before you spoil all your chances.
Tell the truth, I has been trying my best not to think of you lately.
You has, sugar?
Uh-huh.
Why, you lying rascal. You know you never could get her out of your mind. Go ahead and tell her that.
Of course, I ain't saying I altogether forgot you. You ain't easy to erase from the mind once a man gets to know you good, like.
Why does you want to forget me, sugar?
Well, it seems there was a lot of reasons why. But for the life of me, I can't seem to think of one of them now.
Of course, if you don't care about me no more.
Georgia, don't talk like that. Well, you know, I'd never do anything to hurt your feelings.
Oh, honey.
And the devil wins. He's got Joe has or I guess a sweet Georgia Brown has little Joe wrapped around her finger. This is quite a fable, a Faustian fable. And little Joe, actually, before Cabin in the Sky was a movie, it was on Broadway. Dooley Wilson, the pianist from Casablanca, you remember, played against Sam.
Mm-hmm,
he played little Joe on stage. They brought in Eddie Anderson to play Little Joe on this one. It's just a really fun flick. In fact,
well, see, the thing that I don't remember was I didn't know literally that like Ethel Waters was in a film or on Broadway. I just thought she was the singer.
Ethel Waters, man, she is huge. I mean, a major star in the 20s and 30s. But as I looked at her record, her creative record, she was in several Broadway shows. She had her own show in New York, and was actually on TV up into the 1960s, nominated for an Academy Award twice, after Hattie McDaniel once, and then again, and her song, Happiness is a Thing Called Joe, won an Academy nomination. Ethel Waters really
well, I'm looking here, and
it's
apparently she's been approved for a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I'm not sure if that's there yet or not, but...
Not yet funded.
Okay.
And
so
we'll have a link when we post this this article to the website. George, let me finish with this this tune that comes from the club scene with Duke Ellington and his band. I mean, Boogie Woogie, the dance steps are amazing. High-stepping, jitterbugging. It's just an amazing number here. This is Going Up. You can hear the trombone solo by Lawrence Brown edited in, but you'll hear some Ray Nance on fiddle, Ben Webster on tenor sax. The film is Cabin in the Sky, 1943, all black cast. Really a great one. And I got to enjoy it all over again. I'm probably going to watch it again over the holidays.
All right, me too.
All right, let's check this one out. This is Duke Ellington, and it's called Going Up.